syndicates, we can stop the teenage menace before it begins.
The angle, not the lecture on delinquency. King Midas is setting up a new fun parlor, corner of 3rd and Elm. He wants a man and a girl to manage it for him.
So we apply.
At his head office, Callaway Building. But when you apply, you are brother and sister.
That he'll believe.
That you've got to make him believe. If you don't, I'll be losing two very close friends.
Reading the morning paper. The lines you're reading come straight up from the gutters of the jungle. Jungle black print on a gray-white background of human drama. You turn the pages and read the smaller type inside, and you find the smaller headings are only repeat stories, like the one that covers the front page. They're all headings, yeah, but they're not news anymore. Nowadays, they've become an accepted fact.
Well, Steve, you've read the headlines, so what do you say?
Look across the desk at your friend from homicide, a friend with a job to do, Jim Daly. And you look back at the headlines as Jim reads them aloud.
Front page, teenage terror hit city. Inside page, 16-year-old killer refused bail. Page 8, teenagers beat up night watchmen. Page 9, 10, the whole 22 pages and nearly half of the stories add up to the same front page headline. Teenage terrorism.
So it's not news anymore.
And we need a longer arm for the law.
You can always try a recruiting drive.
I am.
Great.
Right now.
Now, hold
not
on.
Not just temper. Not even temporary. It means discipline.
You know me and discipline.
I'm asking for Sandra, not you.
Sandra? My secretary is a cop.
Now, I know you're joking. Cut the clowning. This is serious.
Who's clowning? Can you imagine what Sandra's figure would do to a policewoman's uniform?
She'll be wearing street clothes.
Sandra, a plainclothes cop.
Oh, you're crazy, Jim.
Yeah, I wish I were.
Then maybe I wouldn't hate asking it like I'm doing.
No harm in asking, so long as the answer is no.
Yeah, I hope you'd persuade Sandra to help us.
No dice, Jim. Sandra's my secretary, and I don't part with it.
It'll only be for a week, Steve.
And her detail?
To get into the King Midas racket. You expect me to persuade Sandra to get herself killed? That's exactly what I'd be doing if I did.
You know that, don't you?
Of course there's danger in it. There isn't any assignment.
The answer's no. Especially for a King Midas assignment.
Sandra's our only hope to crack the ring. What about Sandra? You figure that doesn't count, huh? You figure a decent kid like Sandra should stick a neck out for a lot of citizens who don't even bother to read the headlines?
Look, you go up and ask anyone in the street.
Ask anyone in a crowd, and I lay you 5 to 10, they wouldn't know who King Midas was.
Didn't even know what was in the headlines this morning.
Oh, Jim. Sandra stays right where she is.
Good morning, Captain Daly.
Hello, Sandra.
Here's your mail, Steve.
Thanks. You read the headlines this morning, Sandra?
About the new wave of terrorism? About the young hoodlum they're calling King Midas?
You figure Sandra's a crowd, Steve.
All right, so she read the headlines, but that doesn't mean everyone else in the city can give the same answer.
Did I say something wrong?
You said something right, Sandra.
Oh, this just isn't making sense to me.
I asked Steve to let you work for us for a week or two.
You mean for homicide?
Yeah.
But why?
They want to use you as a clay pigeon for King Midas and his teenage killers to shoot at.
You mean to act as a police spy?
Undercover agent is a better word.
And stoolie has the same meaning.
Look, I don't like this any more than you do.
But you're going ahead with it. I'm not.
I don't know what to say, Captain Daly.
I'll say it for you. No. King Midas has got every one of our police women on record. He knows everyone.
But why me?
You've helped Steve. You know something about the way these kids work. You're attractive. The type King Midas would take a second look at.
And you expect her...
Steve!
All right. Go ahead and listen. Take my advice. Say yes, and you're carving your own marble slab.
I suppose I could say it's every decent citizen's job to help stop this teenage menace corrupting the community. But I figure you know all that. And besides, I don't like forcing you into making a decision.
And you're not doing it in a peculiar way.
Shut up, Steve.
I'm not a boss telling his secretary. I'm a guy telling his girl. She's not doing it, Jim, and that's final.
Sorry, Captain Daly. Steve's right. I couldn't do it alone.
You don't have to. There's an angle now. Steve can work in with you.
No.
But if you're with Sandra all the time...
Yes, I'll be with her all the time. You giving this little King Midas his orders, or... you tossing in a few cards from your own fortune-telling machine.
Go ahead, Captain Daly. I'm willing to listen.
Ah, this kid they're calling King Midas has set up a string of penny fun parlors throughout the wrong side of the city. And that's where most of these young hoodlums start. Kids who haven't got a decent home to go to. Kids who are bored. Kids who want to get a kick out of life. Kids who sit through a movie and then want to go out and play at being a tough guy.
All right, we've read all that in the paper. Read about it until... start looking for something else to read.
And that's our problem. People have come to accept this problem instead of trying to help the authorities to fight the delinquent disease.
What do you want me to do, Captain Daly?
Now, look.
I know, Steve. But Captain Daly's right. The public should help the police in their fight, and I'm part of the public.
You realize what you're letting yourself in for?
Yes.
All right, mastermind, give us this angle. Brother, it better be good.
King Midas is starting up a new fun parlor, corner of 3rd and Elm. He wants a man and a girl to manage it for him.
So where do we apply?
At his head office, Callaway Building. But when you apply, you are brother and sister.
That you'll believe.
That you've got to make him believe. If you don't, I'll be losing two very close friends.
Go with Sandra to Kellaway Buildings. You stop off at the 31st floor. You enter the plush-lined offices. A golden-haired blonde shows you into the inner sanctum, into the fantastic gold-painted reception chamber of a hoodlum hero. The latest addition to the New York crime wave. A golden-haired boy of 22. King Midas.
Brother and sister, huh? You want the job of running gangland?
No, only the one fun parlor, corner of 3rd Hill.
That, my dear little square, is the name of the fun parlor.
Uh-oh.
Where'd you two come from, anyway, huh? And why, huh? Why? You're so far, I've only employed kids in my shows. You're both a bit old for the job.
Especially you, Mr.
Yeah, you're much too old.
We're both down on our luck.
Huh?
Besides, figure I'm big enough to handle any trouble that might come along.
Brother and sister, huh? Brother and sister?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's what we told you.
Yeah, I know you. No, you don't get it.
You mean the job?
Yeah, that's right, you don't get it. You want to know why? Because you're too classy. Yeah, you're too classy. The kids will think they're going to wear white tie and tails with you holding the kitty out for them, baby. You're a real class.
All right, so we don't get the job. Come on, Sandra.
Wait, Steve.
You heard him. We don't get it. Wonder Boy never backs down on a decision. Right?
Yeah, that's right, big man. Yeah, that's right. On the line. What? On the line. I don't know how I like this Wonder Boy routine. No, I don't like that ball.
So that makes me a bad boy.
Yeah, it does. But a little lush than weight, big man. And I'm always on the side of any lush. Especially when she's got class and baby, you got it. And all in capital. C-L-A-S-S.
And I say we're going.
No, Steve.
Say, you don't take bossing, do you, baby, huh?
No one bosses me, King. No one.
Yeah, I like you. Yeah, I like you real good. Look, I tell you what I'll do. You work for me, baby, and I'll build a show around you. A whole big show.
Now he's a producer on Broadway.
And now he's a nightclub proprietor, big man. Yeah, I've been going off on one for the kids. I've been doing a lot of thought on it, lady. A lot of thought. Yeah, a little lush. You are the answer I've been looking for. Yeah, you're it. All over. Golly.
Crazy.
Name one killer who is...
Golly, in here. Come on, I got a letter to dictate. Come on.
I have to get my notebook here.
Yeah, sure. Now listen, Carol, I want you to address it to Carol's real estate. Put it in your own words. Tell him that's a property they said I couldn't have. I'm still buying. Yeah, tell him I'm buying it for a big new nightclub. One for the kids. Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all. Put it in everyday English, you know? Business letter stuff and all that.
All right.
And I'll put a little paragraph in and say if they don't sell, they don't live. Just a little paragraph, but word it nice and pretty, you know, like in a business letter. But make it strong so they get the meaning, you know, like death is... for a long time sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, King, I know.
King Midas, the nursery rhyme king whose every touch turned to gold. But this little jive-jumping jockey is no fairy tale king. This little bundle of neurosis is playing the role of Napoleon to an empire of thousands of kids, the teenage clients to his string of fun parlors. And now his crowning glory, the Hula Girl Nightclub.
How'd you like it, kitten, huh? Save a queen, huh?
The Golden Hula Girl Nightclub. And the star? Yeah, Sandra. Well, you play it manager and act like a big brother.
Oh, you know, the kids will go crazy for you, kitten. Yeah, real crazy. Just wait till they see you doing a rock and roll in a hula skirt made of gold. You're my favorite color for my favorite little watch.
We open tonight?
Yeah, we do. And we're going to lay it on heavy. Give the kids a real treat. You think they ever doing a hula right though, you seen a boy?
No. You had me running so fast getting this place ready, I haven't had time off. So it's a portion.
Yeah, that's right. You've been busy, boy. Real busy. But you don't know just how busy you're going to be, no, boy. You sure don't.
By now, you're taking his laughter like it was salt on potatoes. You figure he'd laugh at a sour apple. When the time comes for the doors to open and the crowd to pour in, the whole case goes sour, because instead of a flood, all you get is a small trickle of a dozen or so lonely stragglers. All young, all male, and no girls. And you're wondering why Sandra, in a hula skirt, didn't create a stampede. When the door opens and a small, sweet-smelling stampede steps into the room, the golden blonde, the King Midas secretary, a little tight, a little scared.
King Midas just arrived. He wants you both up front.
Well, Sandra, how'd you cue? Looks like you're on.
Steve.
Yeah, Goldie?
I... Oh, nothing.
A dozen or so lonely stragglers are leaning casually around all the exits. And in the center of the floor is the king himself. In all his gold and glory. And alone.
Presenting!
Hey, brother! A little sister! No, he's not drunk, honey. Not with liquor.
Well, come on.
You better
do as he says, Steve. Both of you. Stop one of his moves.
Come on. What's keeping
you? You got stage fright? We're one man, are you?
Okay, Sandra. Looks like
this is it. Let's go. All right, come on. One hand, two. Come on, keep it tight there. Come on, with that feet.
You go in. No. I don't want you, but sit down. We got a show to watch. My little canary is going to get what it hits. Hey, kitten?
If you say so, King.
Yeah, kitten, I say so. And there's a piano. All waiting, ready to sweat for you. Just like your big brother, he's ready to die for you.
You want me to dance now?
Yeah, sure, kitten, sure. Go out there and give it to me, baby, just like we rehearsed it. Tonight, kitten, you're doing your act just for me. Just for me, baby.
Now?
Now. I'm Mr. Piano Player. Wake up! Okay, get down. Come on, that's it. Come on, move away.
Look at him out there. Your boss is crazy, Goldie.
Yeah, come on, that's happened before. Come on, where he gets jazz crazy like this.
Tempo of hate.
line of tools for Draker. How about a sandwich you want, Drake?
Thanks.
Shall we drink a toast, eh?
To what?
Yeah, that toast. To my two closest friends, Big Brother and my little dancing kitten here. You know, I like you, kitten. I like you good. Yeah, you're a stoolie, yeah, but I like you. Kitten. You dropped your glass. You broke it. Just like I'm going to break you and your Big Brother, huh?
All right, Midas, so you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sure, I know. Mr. Steve and Private Eye Strong. You figure me for a sucker, huh? Yeah, a sucker. An old day and night one. But who's hanging on the big end of the stick now, big man, huh?
Steve, don't.
Stiff luck, big man. Each of my boys with a gun, huh? And each one pointing his gun at you.
All right. So it's your play from here.
No, not quite, big man, not quite. I'm getting bored again, and I want to be amused. So this time, I make you do the floor show.
I don't dance.
Oh, but you do, big man. You do the 1-2 hop step and a dance of death. And you know who beats up the tempo? You're right. It's going to be me. And what with, big man? With this little stick of hot blue metal, we're going to play William Tell. Remember the game?
No.
You mean yes, kid? I put an apple on big man's head, then I shoot it off.
You can't do it, King.
Goldie, don't say that about me. You know I can do anything I want.
If you hit him, it means the chair.
Who's going to tell, Goldie? You? None of my boys will.
I wouldn't tell. You know that. If I ask you not to.
You, kitten? Well, maybe once I'd have listened, but not anymore. No, not anymore, kitten. So on your feet, big man. This time we had a floor show, and here's your part of the act. You apple.
All right, Sandra. Maybe it's a good shot.
I'm not more than less strong. That's enough, that's it. I just thought I wanted to get the lady. Now put the apple on your head. That's right.
All right.
That's right. And now? No applause?
So now the act's over.
It's not over, strong. This time I take a cigarette out of your mouth.
Well, now, I just empty my revolver.
But I leave only one bullet in the chamber, like so. In the chamber, and now it's called, you know the rules. Each one takes a turn. Puts a gun to his head, pulls the trigger. Six chambers strong, yeah. Six chambers, five empty, and only one full. Only one with a live bullet. But we don't know which one it is. Don't strong.
You wouldn't go through with that.
Now it's cracking up, huh? All right, Stone. You, me, and your girl. We each take a turn.
Leave Sandra out of it.
I make the rules as planned. She says I'm yellow. Okay. So I make her still brave.
I'll do it. But with just you and me.
No, Strong. I said I make the rules. You, me, and your girl. And to assure you I'm not yellow, I take first try.
King, don't!
Stay out of this, Goldie. I got a thing to prove. And now my temple. Point the barrel. Pull the trigger. Your turn, kitten.
Look, Midas, leave her out of it.
Your turn, kitten. All you have to do is point the barrel and pull the trigger at your temple.
Steve,
you can't do this. It's murder.
No, Strong, it ain't murder. It's just a friendly little game between friends. You're holding up the game, kitten. Pull the trigger.
Keep law and order in the community.
I'll be with you again. But for now, this is Steve Strong, or as I more often refer to, that strong guy, signing off.